Cette entrevue vous est présentée par Investissement Renaissance.
Peter Hardy, American Century Investments, Client Portfolio Manager for Value Strategies. The drivers for returns on equities over time have been, you know, earnings growth and then valuation. And the earnings growth picture is one that is somewhat muted, in that S&P earnings have been slightly negative. They're expected to be single digits and going forward. And so the earnings growth picture for companies is one that does not project a high return environment. When we were just talking about our outlook for equities previously, we were discussing in last December, we were discussing kind of the potential for a rising rate environment, and we kind of talked about the risks there, and you know that hopefully nobody gets hit by a train that they're looking for. So maybe that potential, even in a rising rate environment, may not result in negative outcomes for the market. Well, what happened is that the train never really left the station, in that interest rates, while the Fed did raise in December, yields on treasuries and interest rates broadly have fallen. So short-term interest rates went up, but the 10-year treasury yield went from, in the U.S., went from 330 to 255 today. And so in that environment, attractiveness of equity yield, and in particular, the attractiveness of stable businesses and their perceived stable dividend yield, has driven returns. The leadership of the market has transitioned. In 2015, growth stocks outperformed value stocks. In 2016, value stocks are outperforming growth stocks. What is ironic is, in an environment where the market is up, what you've seen is that market leadership has been in those yield-oriented sectors. So utilities, for instance, in the S&P 500, that sector is up over 15% year-to-date. So many times what you see in a period of time where interest rates are falling and market returns have been reasonably good, you would see more stable sectors lagging more aggressive sectors. And that just hasn't been the case here in the current environment. I think in looking at the S&P sectors through the end of July, utilities was up over 22%, telecom was up 26%, and then consumer staples, which has received a bid here recently, was up almost 10%. You have seen a rebound in energy based on the troughing and commodity prices and the rebound from $27 to $47 in the price of oil. So that has led to an environment where many of the stable, high-quality business models that pay dividends are receiving premium valuations. So whether it's utilities, or we like waste management companies as good, solid, stable businesses, or you're even seeing it in consumer staples businesses or REITs, these more stable, low volatility, high quality business models are receiving a valuation bump.